Hello and welcome back. If this is your first time joining us, my name is Charlotte Talbert. I'm a certified master trainer and coach of NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and I specialize in transforming lives. We've been talking about how we can change our life and be happy. So, I've got good news and I've got bad news. The good news is that you're in charge of your thinking. And the bad news is that you're in charge of your thinking. That's the bad news. Let me explain. We are aware of a tiny fraction of the thinking that goes on in our mind. And we can control only a tiny part of our conscious thoughts. The vast majority of our thinking, the thinking efforts, goes on unconsciously, which makes up around 95% of our brain power and handles everything your body needs to function properly, from eating and breathing to digesting and making memories. A new study published in the Journal of Nature Communications, carried out by psychologists at Queen's University in Kingston, Canada, suggests that an average person has 6,200 thoughts per day. That's wonderful, but only one or two of these thoughts are likely to reach into consciousness at a time. Now, looking at our brain, the brain is made up of tiny nerve cells called neurons, our nervous system, yeah? And neurotransmitters are chemical substances made by our nervous system, by the neurons, specifically to transmit a message between neurons or from neurons to muscles. Now, billions of neurotransmitters molecules work constantly to keep our brains functioning, managing everything, like I said, from our breathing to our heartbeat to our learning and concentration levels, yeah? They can also affect a variety of psychological functions such as fear, our mood, pleasure, and joy. How? The brain builds up all its concepts by the law of associative memory. For example, ideas, thoughts and feelings are all constructed and interconnected in this neural net called our nervous system, and all have a possible relationship with one another via neurotransmitters. So neurotransmitters bathe every single cell in the body, and that means, translation, that means every thought you think, has an influence. Every thought you think has an influence on your body. By the way, this is the connection between the mind-body connection. This is the proof of the body-mind connection, yeah? Now, we know physiologically that nerve cells that fire together, wire together. If you practice something over and over again, those nerve cells have a long-term relationship. If you get angry on a daily basis, if you get frustrated on a daily basis, if you suffer on a daily basis, if you get the reason for the victimization in your life, you are rewiring and reintegrating your nervous system or that neural net on a daily basis. And that neural net now has a long-term relationship with all those nerve cells called an identity. We also know that nerve cells that don't fire together no longer wire together. They lose their long-term relationship because every time we interrupt the thought process that produces a chemical response in the body, every time we interrupt it, those nerve cells that are connected to each other, start breaking the long-term relationship. When we start interrupting and observing, not by stimulus and responses in that automatic reaction, no, but by observing the effect of it, the effects it takes, then we're no longer body, mind, conscious, emotional person that's responding to its environment as if it is automatic. Now, if every thought you think has an influence on your body, and statistically, you've got about 6,200 thoughts going through your mind every day, and 95% of our thinking, the thinking efforts, goes on unconsciously, how many of those thoughts are toward what you want? And how many of those thoughts are towards what you don't want? Because if you're focusing on what you don't want, you're taking your neurotransmitters and you're transmitting them from the mind to the body. It's very, very simple. If you honestly believe you can do something, you have much more power to do it, like Roger Bannister. Everybody believed except a couple of guys. One was Australian and the other was a British person. Nobody else believed it. These guys actually believed they could do it. They believed that it was possible to do it, and they did it. And today, high school kids routinely run miles in less than 4 minutes. In their practice, yeah? Routinely. That makes the difference between people who are able to heal this ease in their body and people who don't. That makes a difference between people who make it financially, regardless of their age, gender, background, conditions, and there are people who don't. This is the difference between people who have great relationships and people who don't. This is the difference between people who actually have healed cancer and people who don't. The people who do all these things truly believe they can. They have the power and they can. Now the question is, what's your focus? Here is where it all starts. It all starts in the deeply unconscious, because the thoughts that we have come from somewhere. And we'll get into that in the next blog. Thank you for giving me your time. I appreciate you. If you got value, please be sure to subscribe and come back next week for a visit as we dig deeper and deeper into our unconscious mind. Yeah? If you're ready to grow personally and or professionally, or you may have an interest in becoming a certified coach, I teach what I do. Or perhaps you like to receive one-on-one coaching. Spend some time around our website, www.nlpsuccesscoaches.com, and then be sure to reach out to me by phone 949-522-1615 or via email info@nlpsuccesscoaches.com. This is Charlotte Talbert, wishing you well. See you next week.